Nicholas London.
And I'm Chris Watson, and you're listening to QP Talk in the Maritime.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of QP Talk in the Maritimes. I am Nick, joined alongside my brother, who is about an hour away, as per usual, working hard. I'd like to say he's kicking butt and taking names, but it doesn't really work right now. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I am doing awesome, Nick. You can say taking butt or kicking butt and taking names, but I will say kicking ass for the working class, my friend.
I like that a lot, which is exactly what you're doing right now. One heck of a week. We have so much to cover, but right out of the chute, man, I want to thank Higgins Insurance. Higgins has been such a great sponsor for us. Top-notch service, man. I got to give them their props right out of the chute.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the same with our other sponsor as well, Chart Oak. As you said at the last convention, we did do our giveaway for that frustration rummy board. A lot of members were interested in those tickets, and the person that won it couldn't be more thrilled to take it home. So thank you again to all of our sponsors.
Yes, thank you very much. And thank you to everyone who stopped by the gallery last week to not only say congratulations and thank you, but, oh, what is this? Oh, my God, I've never heard of this. Welcome to the show. This is where it all happens, and this is where Chris and I keep everyone up to date with everything going on in the world of QP.
Yes, absolutely. It was nice when people came by the gallery, like you said, some people who were familiar with the show and wanted to give us, some props. So thank you to those people. But thank you to the people who didn't know what it's about and took the time to come down and check it out. They took away some buttons, as you can see. We had some flyers to take back to the workplaces. So hopefully we'll increase the listeners and member participation. So, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. And you guys just need to remember that, you know, this is all things QP. And if there's a local out there who is thinking, man, I wish we could, you know, let the people know something great we've done or something that maybe is coming up, reach out to us, because we are more than happy to share your activism, share all your successes and working hard. I think Chris would agree with me 110% on that.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, if you got something coming up next week, next month, if you know you've got something coming up and it's down in the summertime and it's months in advance, let us know. We can start the promotion early. I know last summer I attended a wonderful event at one of the nursing home locals. They put on a barbecue and had some games and things like that out in front for the residents and the community. It was an awesome time. So, when it comes to even like things like that, we can promote it. We can get membership there to support. And just let us know.
Couldn't agree more. Hey, Chris, what do you say we jump in the plane?
Ooh, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Are we going somewhere?
Are we going coast to coast?
Watch this. Always breaking news when it's happening with QP Talk in the Maritimes. As we heard Drago, the official QP Talk in the Maritimes dog, who just gave a little hello during that, which is wonderful. So lots to talk about. Look at him. Get him up there on the screen. I need people to see this.
This is what happens when you got live TV. I went home after the convention and I grabbed a little piece of home. Otherwise known as my dog, Draco, and brought him back to the Freddy Inn because really, I haven't really left. I got my dog with me.
That's good because it'll keep you happy and smiling. On the trip, we got to go to what I consider one of the most beautiful cities right here in Canada, our backyard, Toronto, Ontario. Will be the host of the 2025 QP National Convention. Of course, that went out on QP.ca today, Chris. Very exciting news. I hope we can be there. As we know, there's a lot that comes with that. But how excited are you to see QP's national convention heading back to Toronto?
I am super stoked about that. I attended national convention in Toronto 1 year, and it was a really excellent experience. You know, attending national convention is an amazing experience no matter where it is. If anybody hasn't been, I strongly recommend it. If you've been to your division convention, like here in QP Events, we saw close to 300 people. I'm sure over on the island, it's even less than that based on the size. But when you go to national convention, you're looking at like 3,000 people. Like, it is a jam-packed room, and you are meeting people like, you know, this segment here. You're meeting people from coast to coast to coast, and you're building those connections, and you're hearing all kinds of different debate. You know, the way we always think about things here in the Maritimes and QP Atlantic and the East Coast is definitely sometimes different than what it is at BC and some of the larger regions. So it really opens your eyes to QP as a whole across the country. So again, if you haven't had the opportunity to attend, or if you have attended before, get your early registration in, sign up. Let's fill the room full of activists.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. May 1st, International Workers' Day. Let's celebrate the victories, you know, and let's remember what we're here for and the importance of global fights and making sure that we're doing all the labor rights. Chris, big deal. This is all May. And frankly, I got no issue with celebrating all May.
Yeah, absolutely. May Day is something that, you know, it's something that should be celebrated. I know historically in the past in St. John, we used to do some different events that we would rent out the pavilion, things like that. I don't know if anything's really going on like that right now, but I'm sure in the future there will be some other events that take place. But either, you know, if there's an event or not, it's still something that should be celebrated. So, yeah.
No, it's very exciting. Always take time to celebrate your victories, but always remember that after every victory, there's always seems to be some sort of obstacle ahead. But when you have family like we all are in QP, you know, we are prepared for whatever comes our way because there is strength in numbers, and we show that every single time. Asian Heritage Month is also May 1st. Another very important thing. I say important because it's important to recognize, you know, what they mean to us in the labor movement, as well as, you know, as well as what they do for their communities. And I couldn't be more proud of the fact that we celebrate such, this is such an honor here in Canada to celebrate that. I think it's remarkable. Chris, when you see things like this, you know, we have Black History Month, and we have the, you know, Asian Heritage Month, things like that. What does that mean to you? What should that mean to the country of Canada?
It just shows that QP is an inclusive union and we believe in diversity. And that's what the labor movement's all about, right? There's no exclusions. So when we celebrate these different days and our cultures and stuff within the labor movement, it's just, I guess that's two words right there. Inclusiveness and diversity. And those are the, like I said, two things that QP holds very near and dear. We have multiple committees around these different things that bring our members in so that we can understand a little bit better on what their issues are. Because at the end of the day, we don't know what the issues are in and around these different groups. So that's why we believe on including everyone.
I couldn't agree more. So as we fly on out of here, we've got a ton of interviews that we did while we were up in Fredericton. Yep. I would like to save, actually, I really want to apologize. That's what I would like to do right now. And I think that you will understand why in just a moment. One more very important thing is going to take place in just a matter of weeks. And that is April 28th, the Day of Mourn. And the reason why I wanted to add it into Coast to Coast is because it's not just New Brunswick. It's not just here. It's across Canada. And I mean, it's very serious, guys. It's a very important day for everybody. A day of mourn is a wonderful time for everyone to get together and reflect. Chris, please.
Yeah, no, you're right, Nick. And it's like the saying goes on that day, we mourn for the dead, but we fight for the living. And that's what that day is about. It's about recognition for those who have been fought, who have been injured or killed in the workplace due to accidents. And we must recommit or reaffirm our commitment to provide health and safety in the workplaces, and commit to making sure that at the end of the day that we go home. And we make sure that that everybody's just kept safe, because being injured or killed in the workplace, it's just got me at a loss for words, Nick. It's something that's very near and dear. And there's going to be multiple ceremonies, like you said, across Canada. And if anybody has the opportunity to get out, I know it's a work day, but if anybody has the opportunity to get out and attend one, I strongly suggest that you do. And just take it in and just be present, and like we said, mourn for the dead and fight for the living. And also, it is election day. Not overly thrilled that they would hold an election on a day like April the 28th, because that is a day, like we said, for the day of mourning. But it's also election day, so everyone, I encourage you to get out, exercise your right to vote.
Right, mine came in the mail today, bud. You want to believe I'll be voting. Let's get to Mr. Spooner, and we'll come back and we're going to talk a little bit about what was happening in CUPE, New Brunswick, and of course, our beautiful CUPE, Prince Edward Island.
Hello everyone, Chris here with CUPE Talk in the Maritimes, and I'm here with a very special guest all the way from Newfoundland and Labrador, CUPE New Brunswick President there, and our General Vice President for our National Division, Sherry Hare. Sherry, how are you?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. We want to thank you, obviously, for joining us here in New Brunswick. What have you thought of the convention so far?
It's an amazing convention. Actually, very uplifting and seeing the members coming to the mic, first-time speakers, and your resolution that you passed today on young workers having a conference before convention, I think is huge, huge to have young workers involved in CUPE, and CUPE New Brunswick made a start for sure.
No, excellent. And obviously, we're really happy to have you here. But can you tell us a little bit about what's going on in CUPE Newfoundland and Labrador?
Well, in CUPE, Newfoundland and Labrador, right now we're getting ready to go back to the provincial bargaining table in September of this year. We're getting ready, we're electing all of our bargaining committees, getting in place, having a huge bargaining conference in June, and hopefully we'll get back to the bargaining table for some good deals like you've been getting here in New Brunswick, because we've been seeing crap wages, 2% over, 8% over 4 years, and silly old signing bonuses. So we're hoping that we're going to see bigger and better as New Brunswick's been getting.
Right. All right, now I'm going to jump over to the General Vice President's position, because we do have a segment here that Nick likes to do, and it's called Coast to Coast to Coast News. So can you give us a little update on what's going on in the CUPE National world?
In CUPE National World right now, the federal election has been our top priority. We just came off retreat back in February. We were talking about the federal election. In February, it was pretty most likely that Pierre was going to be the next Prime Minister of Canada, so we were planning for the day after. That's since changed because Carney is coming in looking like the top contender right now. As good old CUPE National, like we're NDPers, and we've been working our angle for getting Jagmeet Singh re-elected. And so right now it's just the federal election is our top priority. Of course, getting ready for national convention. I think the convention call, early convention call, has already come out.
Okay.
So convention is October the 6th to 10th in Toronto this year. Mm-hmm. So again, looking forward to it. I'm going to be reoffering as General Vice President again. So I love the work representing the four provinces, and hopefully some good things coming together for the four provinces.
Excellent. Well, I just want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us here on QP Talk, and I want to wish you well in the election in October. Obviously, you know, you've always had my support, and same with the Atlantic provinces here. You've always been somebody that we always welcome with open arms, and we really look forward to hearing from you again. Thank you.
I thank you for that. So, great convention, QP New Brunswick.
Thanks, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Hello, everyone. Welcome here to QP Talk in the Maritimes. I'm Chris with my host, Nick. And we are here with Justin Spooner, local president for QP824. Justin, how's it going today?
Well, it's going great. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. I appreciate it, you know, and hopefully I can share it to all my members down in Anglophone East there. So it'll be good.
Yeah. Well, first I want to give you congratulations. We did our standing committee elections today, and you've been reelected for another two-year term on the Contracting Out and Privatization Committee. Committee that's very near and dear to my heart, as I've been on the committee with you for a number of years and also on the national committee. Can you tell me what it means to be a part of a committee like that?
This is my second term on this, actually, on this committee. And the first year I got elected was with yourself and Darcy. It's just been a fantastic committee. It got me motivated. There's a lot of contracting out going in across the province. But being, you know, part of 1253 and 824, Anglophone East has a lot of contracted out bus runs. So when I first got on, I wanted to push that matter. And now that I'm on, my voice is heard. All my members' voices are heard across the province. It's great. I'm super ecstatic to have been elected again for a second term. And I look to follow in your footsteps for that. I'm looking at the national one after. But who knows where we go from there. So it's great. I appreciate it. I know you talked to me about the contracting out before I put my name in. So, no, it's good.
Yeah. Now, you know, when we're talking about when it comes to an election, things like that, you know, when it takes a lot to put your name forward, because there is always the fear of maybe not getting elected. But can you talk about what it means to put your name forward and going through that election process? Like what does it feel like?
It feels good, you know, because you get a nominator will nominate you. It could be somebody you don't know that just comes down on the floor and nominates you. It could be somebody that you do know. It's a good feeling when you get nominated. Your members are recognizing what you do for them and how you stand out. Democracy's awesome. There's nothing better than an election, like, period, hands down. It doesn't matter who runs at the end of the day. It's your vote at the end of the day. And I love democracy. And this convention, like, democracy's everything once it comes to elections. And it's fantastic. I love it. So the process there, yeah, it feels good to have your name put out. And, you know, and if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. That's the beauty of democracy, right? You come back, you keep doing your same thing you've been doing. So
we got a lot of new delegates here this year and a lot of young new members. When you see stuff like that, what's that mean to you? Obviously, someone who your desire is to see QP as strong as possible. So new young delegates means we're going to have a strong future. What does that mean to you when you see all the new people here this year?
I think it's great. I came in, I sat down at the new delegate orientation at 12 o'clock, and it was awesome to see the new faces here. I you know, everybody I've talked to that I've seen in my past three conventions, I let them know. I make it known that there are a lot of new faces here, and, you know, we should be shaking each other's hands and getting to know everybody. The networking and everything is fantastic. So, you know, it really fills that hole. It's nice. It's nice to see a lot of new faces. The energy that they bring and the passion that they bring to QP is great. And you know, it just sets QP up for a huge future. And, you know, we just voted on the Young Workers Committee, which is a great idea. It gets everybody involved. I wish it was around 3 years ago. I would have been part of it, but I aged out right after that. But still, to know that it was around at 35 and younger is fantastic. It does set the future floor plan for, I believe, Sharon Teer or Norma Roberts said it best up there, that, you know, they are the future and they will be up in those seats one day. So I think it's great that there's a lot of new members, new faces at this convention, and I just hope it keeps continuing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, being a vice president for Young Workers with the New Brunswick Federation of Labor for 4 years, it's
obviously the young workers is something that's very near and dear to my heart because that's kind of where I got my start. And I was very happy to see that they're going to have a young workers committee because, like you said, you know, young workers are the future of the labor movement. And it's very good for them to get involved and learn the, you know, the policies and the process and learn, you know, what the terminologies mean that we use every day. I heard somebody get to the microphone at the elections and wanting to know what a scrutineer was, you know, and there's they're terms that we take for granted that we use all the time. So, yeah, I couldn't be more ecstatic, like you said, to see that young workers committee get formed.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, you know, being here, this year is my first QPNB convention. So to be here and be around these people, the atmosphere is overwhelming. And what about for you walking in here? I know it's not your first one, but every time you walk in here, it's getting bigger and bigger and people are getting more and more active. You must really be happy when you look at the future of QP New Brunswick.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a long affair to be up here. We were up here last week. I do sit on 1253 for custodians, bus drivers, and trades workers. Yep. So we were up here last week getting ready for negotiations coming up, and then we stayed up here this week. It's nice to see all our friends and our family, actually. Let's just call them family because that's what they are. They're brothers and sisters. It's fantastic to see old faces and new faces and build those rapports with them. But it's a good feeling every day when you come in. You know, it's you can see somebody that you didn't see the day before. And you can go, oh, hey, how are you doing? And shake their hand and just let them know, like, things are great this year. Everything's great. Good to see you. And see you at next year's convention, too. So it's a good feeling every day. It's nice. It's a nice feeling to walk into it. And I'm glad that you're here for your first convention. It's awesome. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get a really good time at it and take everything in. Because I know you're a proud QP member as well. You're not just putting on a show here. You are a very proud QP member as well. So it's really good that you're here and you're experiencing it for the first time as well.
Well, I was always told it was going to be a lot different. I came to 1253 a few years ago and I said, this is really big. This is cool. And they said, no. They removed this wall and it goes all the way back and it's a lot different. And they weren't lying. It's a lot different.
That's right.
That's right.
And you said, like, last week, now, I'm also an area vice president with QP 1253, along with Justin. You know, and like you say, we hold many hats. We're committee members. We're council representatives. You know, we're presidents of our locals. And we hold many hats.
Right.
You know, so you said, like, we're up here last week, up here this week. And we're up here again next week.
And next week.
And that's why we call each other brothers and sisters. No, that's, you know, there's another reason for that. It's a whole history, a whole history piece. But no, but we really are a family in the labor movement. You know, when you spend so much time together, you know, you got to come together for the common goal. And, you know, you tied it all together with the democracy piece. And we always have a saying, you know, tell me what democracy looks like. And being in that room, I can honestly tell you that that is what democracy looks like. So, Justin, I want to thank you very much for taking your time out of the convention. You know, we wrapped up here today, and you were the lucky one in the gallery. And you got to come and speak here to everyone on QP Talk. So, again, thank you very much, and
very much.
Enjoy the rest of your convention.
Yes, I will. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it. Very much.
And we are live here at the QP New Brunswick Convention, and we are here with Secretary Treasurer Kim Kopp. Kim, we got day one in the books.
Woohoo! Day one is done. It was an incredible day.
Give us your perspective on everything. Ooh. I know you had to give your report today, which is always a bit overwhelming. You know, when you have to give your report, it's a lot.
It is.
But like you said, day one in the books. So how do you feel day one went?
Day one went really well with the weeks of leading up to this, getting ready, doing all the documents, all the preparation. And then this morning, everyone registering, hundreds of people coming in to get registered to join us. And then my report, didn't have time to think about it. I was too busy this morning. So I went right in, started my report. We honored Steve Drost, who's just finishing as president. We honored Danny Legere this afternoon with an incredible hot dog bandana event.
Yes.
So he would be very proud of all of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's why we're wearing bandanas. It's something a little unorthodox for us, but it is a memorial of our dear brother, Danny Legere, who we lost this past December. Past president of CUPE New Brunswick, 14 years, and was the acting president of the New Brunswick Federation of Labor, going on his fourth term before retirement. So we had an amazing tribute here. We've got buttons. Like you said, we had hot dogs. We got bandanas. And that was how we capped off today, was giving that tribute. Now, yesterday on our show, we did talk about, you know, what it takes behind the scenes to put on a convention like this. And I know you've been extremely busy. I've been popping in and out of the office. Nick's been asking questions like crazy, and there's just everything going on. Can you give us a little rundown on what it took to put on a convention? What goes on behind the scenes?
Well, there's always a lot going on. This year was incredibly busy because I was bargaining for the nursing home contract as well. Mm-hmm. So that's what I started my speech with today. I'm sorry I've been extra busy lately with bargaining, but I'm not sorry that the nursing home workers got the best contract they've seen in many, many years. So it was exciting to feel the energy in the room today after all the work. It's printing documents and stapling them. I did that all weekend, Friday night, Saturday morning, right before I came, and sending everything for translation, sending everything to print, making sure we have the folders for all the committees, making sure everybody's invited and all the lists are made. And yeah, but it's a good energy. It's busy and stressful leading up to it, but then once you get to today, the energy was amazing that we feel from the people coming in to join us.
So absolutely,
it makes it all worth it.
Absolutely. And it's like I told Sharon earlier when I had the chance to run into her, I said it's like trying to drive a standard for the first time. Mm-hmm. Once you get through the first couple of gears, you're good to go, right?
that's exactly what it feels like.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Kim. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to day two. And yeah, we just can't wait to see what it brings.
Wonderful. It's going to be a good week. See you tomorrow, right, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, long story short, we're going to tell you all about what happened in a moment. But we're glad you liked the interviews. We're sure you did. They were excellent. Chris and I are both very happy and very proud to be able to conduct those interviews. Chris, you did a great job.
Yeah, thanks. It's nice to kind of grab somebody at the end of the day and have a little interview. I know people get tired and antsy and are hungry, so they like to take off as soon as it's done. But then, you know, there's things going on in the evening as well. You know, we had our standing committee elections, we had candidates forums, we had socials. So I get it, right? But it was nice for the people that did give us the interviews. Obviously, you heard from some of the leadership and you heard from one of the delegates there who's a trustee and also was elected to the Anti-Contracting and Privatization Committee. So again, thank you to those who took the time to give us a little interview. Not everybody's comfortable to do it, so but thank you to those who took the time.
Absolutely. Let's get over to the negotiations that have broken down over in Charlottetown between the city of Charlottetown and the water and sewer utility employees, which are QP Local 830. It is very sad to hear that they have broke down, because anyone that is, as far as I'm concerned, anyone that is in that area when it comes to water and sewer of any kind, I guarantee that they work their butts off. I guarantee they give it all they got, 110% every day. And I have read where it said that they really, honest to God, they're not asking for very much at all. And they can't even seem to get anywhere. And that's just too damn bad, to be honest.
Yeah, no, you're right, Nick. I know all of our public service workers across, you know, like we do the coast to coast to coast. I know all public service workers in CUPE work their butts off for sure. And the very concerning part about that is when you hear talks about breaking down is knowing that they don't have the right to strike, like not over like 90%, right? So majority don't over there don't have the right to strike. So, you know, we wonder what it could lead to, right? I mean, if talks can't resume, could this lead to binding arbitration? We don't know. But without having that right to strike, just leaves too much uncertainty on the table. So we wish them the best. Whatever we can do here at QP in the Maritimes, let us know. And yeah, we'll continue to promote solidarity and push your issues forward.
100% we will. That's what we do here on this show. Solidarity is the key word, and it always will be the key word. I'm going to try to break down as many things as I can because I need you to tell the listeners something. So bear with me. I do want to let people know that the new counterpoint for QP is out. If you are a subscriber, I'm sure you'll get it soon if you haven't already. For those who are not, that are QP members, I recommend you look it up. It is well worth it. Of course, for the spring, it's the president's message. You get the secretary treasurer's message. You get all sorts of stuff from QP votes to reconciliation to table talk, everything. There's so much stuff in here, guys. I recommend you take a peek at it. I think you guys would be very impressed. And what I would like to do right now is I'm going to put up the look of it for this month, if I can figure that part out, because I would really like for you guys to all see it. It's a great thing. We're very excited. I know Chris was. I am. There it is there. You guys should really consider it. That's the spring edition. It's great. It's a great read, guys. I just really want you guys to know that that's available right now. So with that being said, Mr. Watson, you're sitting up there in Fredericton. There's a lot going on with 2745, 1253. I've been seeing some of the stuff, obviously, that has gone out about supporting bargaining teams. So we know, between you and I, we know what's going on. How crazy is it up there right now?
It's pretty busy up here. So we got 2745, like you said, 1253, and we also have 1251, who's also in negotiations as well. We just wrapped up day two for 1253. We're going on day three tomorrow. The team is very hopeful, standing strong, and we're working our butts off to bring the best tentative agreement, hopefully we can, back to the membership.
If I may say, as a very, very proud member of QP Local 380 under the umbrella of QP 1253. I just want to say that I support you and every single person that's on that bargaining committee. I'll say it loud and proud right here on our show. And I ain't got no problem doing that. So I just want you to know that I support you. I support every single one of them that are sitting there all day long trying to get something done. So I don't want to put you on the spot. I know you're not allowed to get too deep into detail. So allow me to say this to you guys, because I'm going to get to a point at the end of it. But during those videos, at one point, little behind the curtain, Chris had messaged me and he said, "Nick, my Zoom is frozen."
And anybody that knows their Fredericton and Wi-Fi understands that. But yeah.
Yeah, so I'm using a mouse now. I'm no longer using a touchpad because I feel more comfortable. I ain't got no problem pulling the curtain back here. Needless to say, when we came back, we were on the screen. So, you know, this just shows that Chris and I are getting better and better at this show. Minus remembering to hit the mics, but all in all, we did pretty darn good. But before you froze on me, you said something to me about the Day of Mourn and gave me a little history lesson. One, I'm very thankful. I appreciate it. But it's something that I think we kind of both agreed upon. It was something worth sharing with our listeners here tonight. So, Brother Chris, that's it. We're done. We're gone. We're going to come back here next week and do it over again. Could you please give that history lesson and take us out tonight?
Yeah, so the history lesson, talking to Nick and talking about the symbol that we see with the canary in the cage. So for those who don't know, we use the canary in the cage because back in the day, I'll say, In the coal mines, they used to use the canary as a sign of gases and things like that. And if something were to happen to the canary, if the canary were to die, it would signal to the miners to get out immediately. So that's why we use that symbol. Now, I know WorkSafe New Brunswick adopted the candle, you know, and we see that as well. And but a reflection of us is the canary in the cage. If you go to the monument here in St. John and you look at that sundial for the day of mourning, at the very tip of it is actually the canary in the cage.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's another little
I'll take a look the next time.
And actually, a lot of people don't know that that's actually a sundial as well. So when it gets up to the noon, that's when we start our day of mourning ceremony. And it actually has the canary in the cage on the ground engraved. So when that hits that mark, that's when we start our ceremony on April 28th. And I will finish it off of that a little bit, underneath, I guess, Good of the Union. And I will ask that anybody on social media show support for the bargaining groups that are at the table. They have Facebook profile pictures and things you can share in the shape of a button. I know Nick created one for our group, QP1253, that says, I support my bargaining team. I know 2745 has one as well. So take those, change your profile pictures, share them to your timelines. Let's spread the message of solidarity across social media. And that way there, it just shows the employer how solid we are as QP here in the Maritimes.
I love it.